From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and in this segment of the program, Genius, we're going to hear from four of the 23 winners of this year's MacArthur Fellowships, the so-called Genius Grants. They were announced today.
The MacArthur Foundation selects fellows based on three criteria: exceptional creativity, a track record of accomplishment, and the potential for future creative work. Each fellow receives $500,000, no strings attached.
First, to John Kam. He's director of the Doi Hua Foundation in San Francisco, and he is the first MacArthur Fellow to be identified as a businessman. Mr. Kam uses the knowledge and relationships he developed working in China to lobby for the release of political prisoners there.
Mine is an unofficial, if you will, NGO approach that relies really on my business skills to approach the Chinese.
Do you think your role is one that can be replicated by protégés and associates and students, or ultimately is this something that a couple of people who have the right connections and the history and the proper rapport can do, and that's about it?
No, I think that this can be done by many. And in fact, I think many people in business know what I'm talking about, that there are many opportunities to help people in prison for their beliefs. If you think that's wrong, people shouldn't be in prison for their beliefs. You should speak out against it. That's the natural thing to do. And the Chinese are very natural people. So once you get to that plane with them, you can, I don't care who you are, be of some assistance to many people.
So it's a natural thing to do. Certainly it would be a natural thing to feel, I'm sure, for many people who do business in parts of the world that are not very politically free, and yet many people proceed to ignore that feeling and go ahead and do business. What was the trigger that went off for you that said, I have to become very engaged in this?
I had read a newspaper account the morning of my first intervention about a young man who was from Hong Kong, a young Hong Kong student, who was in a detention center in Shanghai, and the report quoted a family member as saying he was being tortured. And that was the morning of the banquet that I was attending as a guest of honor of the Chinese government. And I guess at a certain point in the meal, I couldn't take it anymore, and I just spoke my mind. The young man was released about three or four weeks later.
How important is the MacArthur Fellowship to your work?
Well, it's very important. It gives recognition to what some have called a third way of doing human rights work. I, have already begun taking the inevitable ribbing from family members.
You mean that you're a genius?
The Genius Award. And
there are skeptics in the family, you're telling us?
Including me. I don't, I think geniuses are sort of like elves. A lot of people believe in them. I don't think I've ever really met one. but I do believe in works of genius or in being ingenious, and I think we are all ingenious in different ways. We should remember what Emerson said. He said that in every work of genius, we recognize our own rejected thoughts. They come back to us with a certain alienated majesty.
Well,
I think that's the feeling I have.
Mr. Kam, congratulations, and thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
John Kam, who is the executive director of the Doi Hua Foundation in San Francisco.
Angela Belcher is an associate professor of materials science and biological engineering at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Her specific field is called nanotechnology, and her work with viruses and proteins caught the attention of the MacArthur Foundation. Professor Belcher, congratulations, and thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you very much.
In the simplest terms, how do you describe your work?
Well, actually, what we've done is looked at how biology already makes materials, and we've tried to understand these processes, and we like to think about applying biological processes and evolution to non-biological materials.
And you substituted viruses for proteins in this process. Why viruses, and what were the results?
Well, nature has evolved over millions of years to be able to make exquisite structures like shells and bones. And in the lab, we don't have millions of years to be able to develop these same kinds of interactions. And so we decided to take a much simpler system than things like mussels and abalone or mammals. And let's use a simple organism like a virus. And we can actually control their genes and their genetics in a very simple way. So what this allows us to do is to have these viruses interact with electronic materials like semiconductor chips or different kinds of electronic components and use those as building blocks to build complex materials.
What are the practical implications in the future? Where will this take you?
Well, it's actually a toolkit that's pretty broad-reaching. We've focused on trying to control in an atom-by-atom manner technologically important materials that might be used for computers, for electronics that might be self-assembling, and just how biology can actually repair itself when it gets injured or make mistakes. We want to be able to have devices actually repair themselves as well.
Self-assembling computers.
That's correct, and self-correcting.
One of the wonderful things about the MacArthur Fellows Program is that those phone calls come like a bolt out of the blue. You have no idea that they've been watching and studying you and talking to people who worked alongside you. On the day you got that call, can you describe that for us?
It was a complete shock, actually. I was sitting at my office getting ready for a meeting, and the phone rang. And the person on the other end said, "Are you sitting down?" And I said, "Yes." And then they went and told me congratulations, and I could barely speak. It was I didn't say much during the conversation because I think for the first time in my life I was completely speechless.
Well, congratulations to you. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Angela Belcher is an associate professor of materials science and biological engineering at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Marine roboticist is how the MacArthur Foundation describes Naomi Leonard, along with her colleagues. The Princeton professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering studies how biological groups move together. Professor Leonard has designed fleets of small underwater robots that collect data in the ocean. The goal, she says, is to get the machines to behave like schools of fish.
Can we somehow use this as our metaphor and emulate this, remarkable job that, say, fish schools do at, foraging for food, but for our engineered setting, make our flock or fleet of sensory-equipped submersibles forage effectively for information, for useful data? I mean, we go in and try to use our tools to understand what these animals are doing. So how is it that they can be, they themselves are very simple, and they're also completely selfish. They're not really cooperative, and yet they have evolved to know that they work best as a collective.
I'm curious about what you said. What you said is very interesting, that the school of fish is an aggregation of individuals who are not very altruistic and would turn on what they're very selfish, you're saying.
Yes.
And yet combined, they manage to achieve a great deal as a group, better than they would individually, I assume.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, if they went off on their own, they just wouldn't have enough information. So they can't sense the entire environment. But if they're a part of a pack, even if they don't know where they are in the pack, if they sense that, the rest of the group has discovered some great source of food, then they're gonna know that it's better to tag along.
Professor Leonard, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much for talking with us about your work.
My pleasure.
It's Naomi Leonard, who's professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering at Princeton University.
That's pianist and composer Reginald Robinson. He's cited by the MacArthur Foundation for his work exploring ragtime. A self-taught pianist, Robinson first got interested in music when he heard Scott Joplin's The Entertainer during an elementary school presentation. He recognized it as the song from the ice cream truck in his neighborhood. Robinson has gone on to perform, record, and compose music. He's even discovered a previously unknown Scott Joplin piece. In an old picture of Joplin at the piano, Robinson says he spotted some sheet music he'd never seen before.
I was talking to a friend of mine, Chris Ware. He's a cartoonist. He's also into ragtime, too. And I mentioned to him that I found this picture. I'd seen it before, but, I heard some music that I thought was by Scott Joplin. And he's like, really? So we got together. I brought the book to his house, and he put it on his computer and blew the image up. And we were talking. He said, still not clear. He still can't really read it. He's still uncertain, what's really written down here. So he said, what do you think about going down to Fisk University, which is where the original photograph was at. So we did. We drove down, got a rental car, and went down all the way down to Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee, and got the original photograph. And I used a magnifying glass and wrote down the notes from it right there. And that was it. I came back to Chicago and recorded it.
Can we take a listen?
Sure.
Short piece.
Yep.
When you actually sat down, you deciphered this piece of music, you figured out the notes, and you sat down and played that. How did that feel for you?
Strange that this picture has been floating around since 1947. Nobody never even looked at it. I mean, I think it just feels strange that I actually actually was the first person to ever really record that piece and look at it and pay attention to it. So
the formal title is the MacArthur Fellows, but they're known to the general public as the Genius Grants. Is that a title you're comfortable with?
I won't argue with that one.
Reginald, congratulations, and thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Pianist and composer Reginald Robinson, one of the winners of this year's MacArthur Fellowships. We also spoke with marine roboticist Naomi Leonard, nanotechnologist Angela Belcher, and businessman John Kamm.
There is a full list of this year's MacArthur Grant winners and information about their work at our website, npr.org.